This evening we're continuing our series through the Psalms, Proverbs, chapter, the section from chapter 24, More Sayings of the Wise. And this evening we'll be looking at chapter 24, verse 27. So hear now God's word to his people. Prepare your work outside. Get everything ready for yourself in the field. And after that, build your house. This is God's word. Let's pray and ask for his blessing on it. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you have revealed your wisdom to us. But we know that it's only by the Holy Spirit that we are enlightened. Our eyes are enlightened to understand the wondrous things in your word. And so we ask that you would grant us your Holy Spirit tonight to understand this passage. And I ask, Lord, that you would speak through your servant to build your people up and to encourage them. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You've probably heard the saying, don't put the cart before the horse. Ever heard that? You know, imagine you're walking down the road and you pass by a horse and carriage, only the carriage is in front and you have two horses in back of the carriage. It's not going to go very well for the carriage. It has nothing to draw it. And even if I imagine you could probably rig up some sort of contraption to connect the horses behind the carriage to push it, they couldn't see it and they couldn't lead its direction. It would be disastrous. And that reminds us that there is an order, there's a proper order for things. And this proverb tonight speaks about the importance of ordering, prioritizing. The message, in a nutshell, is to attend to first things first. Attend to those things which are foundational before the things which are of second order. It's about ordering. Now, the Proverbs and wisdom reflects God. What does it mean to walk in the way of wisdom? To walk in the way of wisdom is to walk in the way of God. And as you read through the Proverbs, as you read through its wisdom, what we see revealed is the way of God himself, his character. And God himself is a God of order, who has his order and works in an orderly fashion. Think about the Genesis, when God creates the world. He creates with this particular order. He creates the plants, and then he creates the animals, and not the other way around. Consider how God has worked out his plan of salvation. He sends his Son into the world, Jesus Christ, who is the cornerstone of his building. Jesus lays the cornerstone, his death and his resurrection. And then he commissions the apostles to lay the foundation. And once the cornerstone and the foundation are laid, then the Lord builds up his house. So God is a God of order. Jesus himself speaks in this way. He speaks about the importance of order. Consider his words. How can you remove the speck from your brother's eye when you have a log in your own eye? So first, get the log out of your own eye, and then you can see clearly to help with the speck in your brother's. There's an order there. And so the proverb this evening is about order. Well, let's look at this proverb a little more closely. Prepare your work outside, get everything ready for yourself in the field, and after that, build your house. You hear the order there? First, prepare your work outside and get everything ready for yourself in the field. And then, after that, build your house. And not the other way around. Well, to understand this, we have to understand the terms here. Prepare your work outside. What is the work outside to which this proverb is referring? Well, it's referring to the work of plowing fields and planting crops. This proverb was written in an agricultural society. And in those days, you didn't get your food from the local grocery store. You grew your own food and you harvested. And so the fields were your source of food and income. So it's prepare your work outside, get everything ready for yourself in the field. Do your work in the fields, prepare and sow your seed. And after that, build your house. Now, what is this building of the house referring to? Well, commentators are a little divided, as commentators usually are divided on, or often divided on certain verses, between this as referring to a physical house, building an actual physical structure for you to live in. Some see this, but others see it as a metaphorical house referring to marriage and family. When the Lord says to David, I will build you a house, he's not referring to a physical structure, he's referring to descendants, a family. This proverb, I believe, is talking about both. Because when you build a physical house, you're building a physical house for a family. So the proverb, right, at one level, is giving some very practical advice. Prepare your fields before you begin building your house. Imagine that you go and you build a house and you spend all year gathering together materials and working on joists and building walls and putting a roof over your house. And by the time fall is in its full season, you lay the last tile on your roof, and then you walk inside that house to enjoy it for the winter. But you haven't sown your fields, and you haven't prepared your food outside. You sit down in your house to no food, and you can't run down to the grocery store because there are no grocery stores. What good is that house going to do you without food? Right. So this is speaking, this proverb is giving this piece of wisdom. Attend to the first order things first. And in this case, the first order thing is preparing fields, preparing a source of provision, food, and income. And this has many practical applications. Practical things like putting away money for school before you buy that really nice car you have your eyes set on. Or investing your money in your younger years before you begin purchasing a house or buying the luxuries. I remember my dad telling me one time that he had gone to, this is after I think I was in my teens, my brothers and I were in our teens, had gone to an investment seminar and had learned that if you put away $2,000 beginning when you were 18 and for 10 years just put away $2,000 each year in investments, that when you retired, you would retire a millionaire, that you would have plenty for your provision. And of course, he lamented the fact that he had not done that as a young man. There's real a practicality here. And this speaks to the inclination and the temptation that we often have to go for the things first that we have the most immediate desire for. Or to begin going after those things that have the sort of immediate or glamorous appeal instead of attending to the foundational things that are important for our plans in the long run. I remember reading a Booker T. Washington's autobiography, and in that he talks about in the late 1800s doing a tour of the South and seeing the poverty. He had a heart for educating the poor. And he tells the story of coming upon this cabin out in the middle of the woods. And in this cabin was a young student who was studying French grammar. And Booker T. Washington remarked, as he's walking up to the house, the house is in a great state of disrepair, dilapidated. There's weeds growing all over the place. And he said it was evident that this house was not being well kept. The gardens were not being attended to. And the boy, for all purposes, probably didn't know how to take care of himself. And yet he was diligently studying and going over this French grammar. And he remarks that young man would not be able to experience the benefits of that French he was studying until he had first learned how to take care of himself and to take care of the basic necessities of life. So there's wisdom here. Attend to the first things first. So kids, when your parents tell you to attend to your homework before you play, there's a reason and there's a wisdom in that ordering. Now, as we consider this proverb, remember that the wisdom of this proverb, and all proverbs for that matter, are only fully understood in Christ. What is the Word of God saying? Colossians 2, in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And he is the one that enlightens the eyes to understanding the wisdom of God, including these proverbs, in their fullest. And when the Lord Jesus taught, he also spoke about first things and orders of priority. We heard in our reading earlier this evening his message on the Sermon on the Mount. And what does he tell his disciples? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all the things, the temporal things that you need, will be provided for. See, Jesus knew the inclination of the heart and the temptation to see the temporal things, food and clothing, things which are important, as of primary importance, of first order, and to see the kingdom of God and his righteousness as a second order thing. And Jesus says, the world has it backwards. Right? They fret and they work and they toil to provide for their food and their clothing. And they forget that there's something more foundational than even food and clothing. The kingdom of God and his righteousness. Remember, Jesus is also speaking about this. He teaches this lesson to his disciples on another occasion. You remember Jesus' dear friends, Mary and Martha? Jesus is there in the house teaching. And Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to the words of life coming from the Master. And Martha's in the kitchen, and she's trying to get dishes, put dishes into the cupboards and trying to make sure the desserts are ready and getting those preparations. And she sees her sister out there sitting at the feet of Jesus, and she comes up, "Jesus, don't you care about me? Tell my sister to get in here and help me with these important things." And what does Jesus say? "Martha, Martha, you are anxious about many things, but there is only one thing that is necessary. One thing that is necessary. And that is receiving from me the words of life." Now, Jesus was not saying to Martha, "Food is not important, and you should never prepare for your guests. Don't worry about it. You shouldn't do those things." But what he was saying is that there's an order of importance, and Martha had gotten the order of importance backwards. "Sitting at my feet, receiving my words," Jesus says, "that is the one thing absolutely necessary." You know, without physical food, your body can die. But with Jesus, even without physical food, with Jesus, the life of Jesus, you will still live, because he is the source of eternal life. And Jesus says, "When you come to me, Martha, and you have my words dwelling in you, then you will be able to serve and prepare food and do those things in their proper place, and without that anxiousness." So Jesus reminds us that there is a deeper and a richer, a deeper level to this proverb. You remember his parable of the sower? He speaks about the seed of the word and the soil, the fields. And he tells his disciples that those fields are human hearts, and that the word is the seed is the word of God. And so if we were to read this Proverbs with the understanding that Jesus gives to us, we hear this: prepare your work outside, get everything ready for yourself in the field. Prepare the field of your heart and sow the seed of the word in the field of your heart. And then build your house in the power of Jesus' life in you and in the wisdom that he provides. You know, this is often a temptation for us as friends and followers of Jesus. Well, I know prayer is important. I know seeking the Lord is important. I know that the word is important. But I'll do that when I have time, because I've got some important things to do. I've got schoolwork. I've got errands. And we can allow those second-order things, we can reverse the order, and we can neglect the things of first importance. So, attend to the first things first. Seek the Lord. Seek him in his word. Seek him in prayer. And then he will grant you the wisdom. He will grant you the life. He will guide you and establish you in your ways. And as you build your house and do all of those second order things that he has called you to do. So this is the wisdom of God. And may he cause it to bear fruit in our hearts. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the wisdom that you give to us. And we pray, O Lord, indeed, that you would give us hearts to seek you and to attend to the first things first. We pray that we would seek you and that we would feed upon you, and that you, O Lord, would sow your word into our hearts and you would bring forth fruit and prepare us for all the things that you have called us to. And we ask these things in the name of our wisdom from on high, in Jesus. Amen.